Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this Sunday's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. We've been looking in recent Sundays at the conversion of Saul and some of the events surrounding his conversion in Acts 9. And this week we're going to see that it didn't take Saul long at all to begin preaching to others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 20 in Acts 9 uses the word immediately. Immediately after his conversion and baptism, Saul began preaching. Now we might wonder, how could that be? How would he know what to preach? How could a man who has just been saved know enough to speak to others about salvation? Well, we'll see in the message tomorrow that Paul did know enough to begin preaching right away. His immediate boldness is a great example for us, and it should be a great inspiration to us. But the reality is, everyone who is truly saved, truly converted, knows enough to tell others about Jesus. We had something happen with one of our sons when he was about 3 years old. That's over 30 years ago now, but he was 3 years old at the time, and it provided a really humorous illustration of really the theme of the message tomorrow. My parents, his grandparents, had in their dining room one of those paintings of Jesus that depicted him with long, flowing, shoulder-length hair. Well, you know how the mind of a child works. When our three-year-old son saw that painting, because of the long hair, he would say, every time he saw the painting, he would say, "Jesus is a lady." And of course, we would correct him, but he just couldn't get it out of his little three-year-old mind when he would see that picture that Jesus is a lady. And so we had to keep telling him over and over again, Jesus is not a lady. Well, finally, one day he was with mom and dad at their church. It was on a weekday, and it was their week to clean the church. So they had been doing some vacuuming and some dusting and that sort of thing in the main auditorium. And no one else was around. At some point, our son decided he wanted to pretend to be a preacher. So you know how grandparents are. They set up a chair behind the pulpit, and they stood our son up in the chair, and they went and sat down in the pews. And so our son stood there for a minute, sort of silently, a few seconds at least, and then he asked, "What do you say when you preach?" And mom and dad told him, and this was good advice that they gave him, they said, "You just tell people what you know about Jesus." Well, he thought for a few more seconds, and then he reared back and lifted his arm up, and to the top of his little lungs, he shouted, "Jesus is not a lady. He's not, he's not, he's not." Well, he was preaching the truth about Jesus that he knew. And we're going to see in the message tomorrow that that's exactly what Saul did. He preached the truth that he knew about Jesus. Let me ask you today, do you know the saving truth about Jesus of Nazareth? Do you know that he is the Christ? He is the one who was promised to come into the world. The Old Testament prophets prophesied hundreds of years before his birth that he would come into the world, that he would be the anointed one, the one sent by God. Do you know that Jesus is the Son of God? That he is God in human flesh who did come into the world, and he came for one purpose, and that was to die as the sacrifice for sins so that God could forgive our sins. Do you know that he rose from the dead and that he's alive today? And I would ask you this question. Are you trusting your eternal soul to those great truths about Jesus Christ? And then I'll ask you one last question. If you have been saved, if you are someone who's been converted, are you telling others what you know about Jesus? Well, I hope you'll come and hear the sermon tomorrow. I hope you'll come and worship with us. Certainly we want to see all of our members there. But if you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church, we want to extend an invitation to you to come and worship with us. We're located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. We start at 9:30 with a time of fellowship in our fellowship hall. 10 o'clock for our Bible study and Sunday school hour, and then 11 o'clock for our worship service. You can find out more information about our church at gracegrandbay.com, gracegrandbay.com. Well, I want to thank you for listening today, and I hope you'll listen each Saturday as we bring a brief preview of the next day's message at Grace Baptist Church. So until we gather tomorrow, I want to encourage us all just to be in prayer. Let's pray for one another. Let's invite others to come be with us. Let's pray that God will prepare our hearts to truly worship Him in spirit and in truth. And as part of that worship, when it's time for preaching, let's open God's Word.